The government says it will cost about $35 million to clean up two postal processing centers contaminated with anthrax spores, the Brentwood facility here in Washington, D.C., and a similar center in Hamilton, New Jersey, have been closed since last fall. The money is in addition to the $23 million it cost to sanitize the Hart Senate office building. The Hart building was back in business in mid-January, but the postal facilities aren't likely to be open for several months, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Brentwood is scheduled to be cleaned before the New Jersey building. Part of the delay in getting started is that the Postal Service is still negotiating with contractors who will pump the Brentwood facility full of enough greenish-yellowish chlorine dioxide gas to kill anthrax spores still floating in the air there. Plus, Postal Service Vice President Thomas Day says the organization will take all the time it needs for safety.
It is in our interest. It's in the interest of the Postal Service, our employees, and our customers to get it done as quickly as we can, but that's really the second priority. First priority is we're going to do it right. No one goes back in there to work until the facility has been effectively clean and proven to be clean.
Doing it right means essentially repeating what was done at the Hart building. There it took three tries to solve mechanical problems and hit the right combination of heat, humidity, and poison gas. But no one working in Hart has gotten sick with anthrax since the building reopened. The head of a local postal union says she wants a promise that Brentwood will be absolutely clean 100%. Day says the cleanup team will put 3,000 strips covered in harmless test bacteria all around Brentwood, even hanging from the ceiling.
By putting these 3,000 test strips throughout the building in difficult locations, you're assuring that you've got the chlorine dioxide that penetrated the building. And the criteria on that is no growth. 3,000 strips all have to come back with no growth. That's as close to 100% as I know how to get there.
Specialists have started evaluating the Hamilton, New Jersey site. That's the only other postal building still shut due to anthrax contamination, although a union in New York is suing to close and clean a Manhattan facility. In Florida, the private office building where the first anthrax spores were found is still closed and closely guarded, with no immediate plans to reopen. As part of the Brentwood cleanup, stacks of mail once stuck in the building were taken out, sanitized, and delivered. Now, mail to many government offices is diverted and irradiated. Delays mean constituent letters to Congress take at least 2 weeks on average. The White House Travel Office asks companies delivering payments to use couriers or bank transfers now, instead of the mail. People outside government agencies have complained of late bills, magazines, and birthday presents, but Postal Service spokesperson Jerry Kreinkamp says that's probably just a regular part of delivering hundreds of millions of pieces a day.
There is nothing connected with the radiation that would be causing any delays in the mail across anywhere in the country. Again, the only mail that is being radiated is for the government agencies here in the district.
Still unanswered is who did it, who sent fine particles of anthrax bacteria through the mail, killing at least three people and sickening many more. Whoever did also inspired hundreds of hoaxes. Those are still going on. Anna Lopez got a fake anthrax letter just 2 weeks ago.
The mail had just arrived, so I just decided to see what was in the mail. And it was the first piece of mail that I opened.
Postmarked from Oakland, California, the envelope looked innocent, but inside was a letter full of ethnic slurs and something coarse to the touch.
At first I thought maybe I was just imagining something. But then when I looked down to the desk, I noticed that there was a powdery substance on the desk. And when I looked closer on the letter, I could see powder residue on the letter. So at that point, I dropped the letter and stopped reading the letter and asked one of my staffers to call 911.
Lopez runs the National Association of Hispanic Journalists. Nearly 40 other Hispanic organizations and individuals got similar letters at the same time. The FBI is investigating. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.